Your voice is one of the most important tools you bring to a wedding ceremony. Not your personality, not your cleverness, not your ability to sound dramatic, your voice. A Christian wedding officiant uses the voice to carry scripture, covenant promises, prayer, blessing, vows, and public witness. The voice should help the bride and groom, the witnesses, and the guests understand that something sacred is happening. This does not mean you need a professional speaking voice. It means you need a prepared, steady, clear, prayerful voice. Many officiants make one of two mistakes. Some speak too quickly because they are nervous. Others become overly dramatic and turn the ceremony into a performance. Neither serves the covenant well. A good ceremony voice is warm, clear, paced, and reverent. It is human without being casual. It is serious without being stiff. It is joyful without becoming silly. Pace matters. When you read scripture, slow down. When you ask the vows, slow down even more. When you pronounce the couple married, let the words land. When you pray, do not rush as though prayer is just a transition. The guests may forget many details, but they will remember whether the moment felt sacred, confusing, rushed, awkward, or peaceful. Posture also matters. Stand upright, but not rigid. Hold your notes in a way that does not block your face. Look at the couple often. Look at the guests when addressing them. Step aside when appropriate, especially for the kiss or major photo moments. Do not fidget with papers, rings, microphones, clothing, or your phone. Your body should say, "I am present, prepared, and here to serve." Prayerful authority is another important part of ceremony leadership. Prayerful authority does not mean sounding religiously superior. It means you know why you are there. You are there to lead a public Christian covenant ceremony before God. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. Their emotions matter, but emotions do not govern the ceremony. Their vows are personal, but they are not private truth. Christian marriage is received under scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. That conviction should shape how you speak. For example, when asking the vows, do not mumble. Say them with clarity. Do you receive this woman as your wife before God and these witnesses? Do you receive this man as your husband before God and these witnesses? Those words are not decorative. They are covenant words. The 15 aspects of Christian philosophy help us notice that a wedding is many-sided. There is language, law, emotion, beauty, family, embodied presence, faith, public witness, and ethical love. Voice and posture especially touch the lingual, social, aesthetic, ethical, and faith aspects of the ceremony. Your voice helps form the meaning of the moment. Your posture helps create trust. Your pace helps people receive the covenant. This matters in every ministry lane. The one wedding officiant should practice out loud several times. The experienced officiant should avoid autopilot. The church staff minister should honor the church setting and its expectations. The chaplain should adapt voice and pace to sensitive environments. The life coach minister or romance officiant should help couples understand that vows must be spoken with sober joy, not romantic exaggeration. Here is a simple practice. Read your ceremony aloud, mark places to pause, circle the vows, underline scripture, practice the prayer slowly, then ask, "Does my voice serve Christ, the couple, and the covenant?" The officiant should be present, prepared, prayerful, and clear, but never the center of attention. Voice, pace, posture, and prayerful authority help the wedding minister serve the moment with humility and strength.